It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
You know how the Awkward Tuesday phone call works. If you're having an issue and you need our help, simply email the show and we'll give you our advice as long as you make a very awkward phone call in exchange. Teresa is on the phone today and she wants to make an Awkward Tuesday phone call to somebody who she met in Vegas.
Oh, no.
You know how it is. You go to Vegas and you hook up with somebody. And then a few years later, you're still thinking about that somebody, mostly because the rash didn't go away. But that's...
That sounds about right.
That's not Teresa's case, though. She actually met somebody in Vegas a few years ago and has been wanting to get a hold of them ever since. And now she finally has the opportunity, but she needs our advice. Teresa, how you doing?
Hi.
Thank
I'm nervous.
Thank you for your email. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for handling this, I guess.
Absolutely. Why don't you tell everybody what your issue is?
Okay, well, so a few years ago, I was in Vegas on a vacation, and I hooked up with this guy, and you know how flings go, and anyway, all I knew was that his name is Brandon, and he works for a soda company. Mm-hmm. I never got his number because I didn't want any of that complicated stuff.
And it's Vegas. It's kind of understood when you do that in Vegas, you'll never see each other again.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But, you know, I stayed the night at his hotel. And, you know, we were talking and stuff, and then we parted ways. And I could not get him out of my mind. Like, he was more than just, you know, just a fling.
Slow down for a second. How long did you hang out with him before you went back to his hotel room?
That night.
Like,
literally,
nice.
Met at the bar, went back to his hotel room, spent the night, parted ways. Didn't even do that whole, like, breakfast thing.
And this was a few years ago.
Right.
So what is it about him that you can't get him off your mind?
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, I mean, we laughed a lot, you know, in the morning getting ready to leave or whatever. Like, we just got along really, really well, you know, and there's, like, this chemistry between us, and I just cannot explain it.
No. Like, I mean, it's Vegas. How drunk were you?
Yeah. As drunk as one can get in Vegas.
So you were pretty drunk.
You know? But, I mean, you're not drunk the next day, hopefully. You know?
Do you think that maybe you've just built this up over the years into something that it really wasn't?
You know what? Maybe, and that's what I'm trying to find out, you know? Because I flew home. I thought about him a lot, like a lot. Like, I don't want to say that it was unhealthily a lot, but it was like more than you would give, more attention than you would give a regular fling, you know?
Okay.
So I thought, you know what, whatever, screw it. After about a week or so, I sent a letter to the company that I worked for because I had no idea how else to get a hold of him, and I addressed it just to his first name because I didn't know his last name.
You sent, like, an actual letter or you sent an email?
Like, an actual, like, letter.
Wow.
I figured it would physically get to somebody, you know?
Huh. How old are you? You're not, like, 80. You don't sound 80.
That'd be awesome, an 80-year-old who having a one-night stand in Vegas.
I figured it would have more impact. It wouldn't just get deleted so easily.
Okay.
You know?
You sent it, I'm sorry, you sent it to the company that he works for?
Yes, because that's all I had was his first name and the company he works for.
What's his name, by the way?
Brandon.
Brandon. So you sent a letter to Brandon at so-and-so company, hoping that it would get to him?
Yes, and I didn't get into, like, explicit detail. But I said, you know, we hung out, and I had no idea how else to contact him. And it was like just a one shot in the dark, you know, and time went on, and I never heard from him. So I figured, you know, probably never got to him. You know, it's like 1 month, 2 months, and then it just turned into years. And, you know, during that time, you know, I dated some guy for a while, but, you know, he's always been in the back of my mind.
Is he the only one-night stand you've ever had?
No.
Okay.
He's like, how many nights are in a week?
I mean, it's not all the time, but, you know, no, he's not.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Definitely not the first one-night stand. But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I get this email from him.
What?
Whoa.
I put my email in the letter.
Holy
but
cow.
I was, like, blown away. I was surprised. And I got all these butterflies. And he said, hey, I know it's been a while. If you want to talk, call me. And then he left his phone number.
Wow.
And I'm just, like, staring at this number, and I'm so nervous. I'm, like, I'm shaking when I'm thinking about it.
Have you tried to call it at all?
No.
So that's why you want to do the Awkward Tuesday phone call, to help us give you the courage to call this guy after 2 years?
Yes, please.
What do you want to say to him after all this time?
I don't know. That's why I need your guys' help.
Okay.
Does this guy even live close to you?
I don't know. We never got that far into talking. Like I said, all I have is his name and his company that he worked for.
Teresa, best case scenario, what are you hoping that you get out of this?
Ideally, what I want is for the conversation to go amazingly well and then stir up some feelings. And then we'll see from there, I guess.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, give you some advice on what you should say to him, I guess. And then you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay, thank you.
Hang on.